going to give you a quick overview of the product settings page and everything that it includes. In our help guide, you'll be able to find detailed information about each of these areas. So you'll want to check out the links below the video for that. But basically, you've got the option for social sharing. You have your invoice number section, so you can control what invoice numbers you have, what the format looks like, who the sender is, the email address, that sort of thing. You can also include a greeting to your invoice. This little note will appear at the bottom of your invoice. The invoices are what they receive if they're, for example, set up on a payment plan where they're paying by PayPal each month. They're going to get an invoice, and so that's where they're going to see it. You also have the ability to set up notifications. So when somebody, when an invoice goes out, or there's a new purchase, or someone cancels a purchase, things like that, you can get a notification here. So if you want that, you would just put in your email address, or you can put in your phone number if you want a text notification of that. And then this here would be sending you a copy of the invoices, or if you did a refund, so where those notifications go to. This section here is important. It's the retry failed charges section. So if you are using Simplero for subscriptions or payment plans, and somebody is set up on one of those where they're making a payment to you monthly, biweekly, whatever the case is, yearly, then you can, if Simplero tries to charge them and the charge is unable to go through, we can try again. And so that's basically what you're controlling here, is how many days do you want to wait between the two charges? So we charged them today. This is the day their invoice is due. Their payment didn't go through. When do you want us to attempt to recharge them again? So you would put in the number of days for that. And then you can also control how many times you would like us to do that. So do you want us to try to charge them two times or three times? How many attempts do you want? Once the number of attempts is met, they will lose access to whatever product that is linked to. So if it is a subscription to one of your spaces, for example, and we've attempted to charge them three times and it's failed, then we will remove their access temporarily to that space and their account will show as failed and delinquent. Something to note about this is that, is that if they are using a payment processor that does not allow for automatic payments, so such as PayPal, this is all we're doing is sending them an invoice. We're not actually attempting to charge them because we're not able to using PayPal. So you'll want to keep that in mind with your payment processors. So what this looks like is if they're using PayPal, for example, we're going to send them their invoice that says their payment is due. Then 2 days later, we're going to send them another invoice that says your payment is still due and it's past due. And then we're going to continue to do that every 2 days until we've sent the number of attempts that you have here. So that's if you're using a payment processor like PayPal that isn't automatically charging them, but rather is invoicing them. If you're using something like Stripe, which is an automatic payment, then we would have their card information on file. We would attempt to charge it. It might come back as declined or whatever. Then we'll attempt again 2 days later, and we'll keep attempting every 2 days until we've reached the three attempts. And then in both cases, at that point, once the three attempts have been reached, they're going to lose access to whatever content you are giving them through those products. The next section would be your renewals. So this is when Simplero is going to warn them that their subscription is coming due. So you'll want to put in how many days before the subscription is going to expire that you want them to know about, warn about renewal when the last subscription period was longer than a certain number of days. So you'll have that option to control as well. So same kind of thing. They're going to get a renewal notice that their subscription is coming up and that they're going to need to renew in 5 days. So that will warn them about it. You cannot control the email that goes out that lets them know that. You can see a sample of it in our help guide. So if you want to be able to send them an email that says, hey, your subscription is about to renew. I would love for you to join me again. You know, something very customized and personal to you, not just the standard Simplero one. Then what we would suggest is creating that email in your email library and then setting up an automation with that email that said would be three steps. It would be wait 1 year, whatever your subscription renewal time frame is. Then it would send that email and then it would say go back to step one. And so then in your list or product where, your product where you're creating that renewal, there would be a start and stop trigger that says when the purchase is activated, start that automation. And when the purchase is canceled, stop that automation. And so then that way, as long as the person is in the product, every subscription renewal period, they'll get that beautiful customized email that you've created. They'll still get the one from Simplero, but they'll also get yours. And if you look in our help guide where we talk about renewals, we do have those steps written out for you so that you can do that. And the next area you have is the ability to control the number of downloads that someone has as far as the content that you're giving them. So how many times they can do it and how many days the download link works if you're giving them just a downloadable file versus a space. And then you have some PDF stamping options here as well. And again, you can find out more information about any of these things in our help guide. So you'll want to check those out.